He forgives how many of your iniquities? Now, what do you got to do to get him to forgive them? Ask. You ask, Lord, I'm sorry, I sinned here, I done this, I done that. Now then, will he forgive you? Yes. Yes, he will. And that's a good, this is part of his benefit package. When you ask, he forgives all your iniquities. And after he forgives all of your iniquities, then he heals some of your diseases. Well, now why do we not believe these kind of things in the church today? How many of our benefit, how many, this benefit package, how many diseases does he heal, brother? I love that, don't you? Ooh, I love that. He promised to heal all of my diseases. Now let's see what else he's got in verse 4. Who redeems my life from destruction? He crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercies, and he satisfies my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. So you know what? You know what the average guy never says, thank you, Lord, for the food when they sit down to eat. Never bless the water or the tea or nothing else that they're drinking, the milk or whatever. Some people never bless the Lord, and they'll never just be driving down the road or just say, bless the Lord. Lord, I'm going to tell you how much I love you this morning. He said, well, I thought it. He said, well, but you know, you can think, you can be around your wife all day long thinking, I sure do love you, honey. But you're doing it this way. Not a peep coming out of your mouth. Now, does she know what you're thinking? Nope. What does she want to hear? Every good woman wants to hear, I love you. I think you're the most beautiful thing I ever seen. I want to tell you how much I appreciate all the good things you do for me and the children. And I just want to tell you, honey, how much I love you. Does that make a woman's day? Yeah, sure. Now, how many women never hear that? Never hear that. Their husbands never say that. Well, you know, God wants to hear you say it too. He wants to hear you when you wake up in the morning and say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for this beautiful day. Walk outside and say, oh, God, I love you. Lord, look at that beautiful sun, that beautiful sky. Lord, it's going to rain this afternoon. I praise you and thank you for all these beautiful things. I love you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. Oh, walk out to get in that car. Lord, thank you for this beautiful car. Somebody said, what do you mean that old 10-year-old car? Praise God, this beautiful old car is paid for. It's running perfect. And I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to pray over this thing. It'll probably run another 10 or 20 years. Amen. If you praise and worship the Lord for what you've got, he will bless it and make it last a long, long time. Now then, if you do not do these things, but think about this benefit package. Think about the people. How many of you people in here are over 20? Most of you, okay. Some of you are under 20, but most of you are over 20. And so how many of you that you hear this? In fact, the other day, she was complaining. Oh, she said, Pastor, would you pray for me, a husband? I'm going to be an old maid. I said, no, you ain't. I said, how old are you? Oh, I couldn't tell you how old I am. I'm so old, I just can't. I said, honey, you can't be very old. You look awful young to me. Oh, no, I'm so old. But would you pray for me a husband? I said, I ain't going to pray for you a husband until you tell me how old you are. She come right up close to me. She said, you promise never to tell anybody how old I am? I said, I promise. I ain't calling her name, so she don't know. She said, I'm 34. I thought, gee, you are an old woman, aren't you? 34. Isn't that something? That's how we see ourselves. Right. Now then, if the Lord renews your youth like the eagles, whether you're 34 or 74 or 94 or whatever, what difference does it make? If you're 91, that's okay, isn't it? Amen. This gentleman right back here, the last time he was here, hold up your hand, sir. That gentleman right there, the last time he was here on this time of year, a year ago, and it was his birthday. Oh, tomorrow's your birthday? Okay. Last time it was today. He was here on a healing school, and he was here. And I said, if you will walk in obedience to God's word, and do everything the Lord says, he promises in his word to take all sickness away from you. And that brother jumped up and he said, you know, that works. He said, today is my birthday and I'm 90 years old. I never had a sick day till I was 88. That's the very words came out of his mouth. And he said, when I leave here, he said, I'm going to Europe. And he went to Europe. I think you were over there 2, 3, 4 weeks, right? Yeah, and walked all over Europe and had a good time. And here he was 90 years old. Now then, now he's 91 tomorrow. And just think, you know, I mean, just think now. I mean, these scriptures that God says in his word, I'm gonna take you to one more and then we're going to take a little break. But I'm going to take you to one scripture in Exodus 23:25. Exodus 23:25, and I want you to see this. And I want to let you meditate on this for a few minutes. Exodus 23:25, 24 and 25, that's okay. 24 says, you shall not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but you shall utterly overthrow them and quite break down their images. Now, how many people do you know bow down actually in front of a television set? They come in and sit down in their chair and watch. Now, I know none of y'all in this room do this, but some people go home in the afternoon and sit down and watch 2, 3, 4, and 5 hours of TV. But they ain't got time to read God's Word. Now, I think about the man that was having a problem. He wanted me to come to his house one Sunday afternoon after church. Well, I didn't see him in church that morning, so I thought, well, I wonder what happened to him. So I went over to his house. When I got there, oh, I had forgot it was one of those special football Sundays. So when I walked in, he had 3 television sets in the living room. 3. All 3 of them on a different football game. And then he had the Dallas Times, Dallas newspaper right there laying there, and he was trying to watch 3 different football games, and every time, if all 3 of them went to commercial at the same time, he's reading the Dallas paper. I told him, I said, I have your answer, son. I said, turn off all them television sets, take that newspaper and throw it in the trash, get the Word of God, and let's start reading God's Word. And I said, I can get you set free and healed. But I said, if you're not willing to, right now, while I'm here, turn off them 3 football games and listen exclusively to what I have to say from God's Word. I said, I ain't got time for you because Jesus ain't got time for you. Jesus is not going to share himself with a football game. You know that? He ain't going to share himself. Let's look at the second part of this. If you will not bow down to all these other gods, you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and I, God, will take sickness away from the midst of thee. So if you and I today, under the new covenant, we got a much, much better covenant than this one. This was the old covenant. Under the old covenant, if we totally put him first, according to this scripture, how much sickness did he say we would have? None. How much did he say?
None.
So if we're in the church today with a better covenant, and we got problem with sickness and disease, then what is the problem? It's sin. It's sin.
That concludes part one of the healing school titled Leave a Jesus Trail. We now join part two in progress.
Your mountain can be anything. It could be cancer. You know, it can be a literal mountain. You know, it can be whatever the obstacle is. You know, you can speak to it and it will go away. It will go. A mountain can be anything. In fact, I'll tell you that what a mountain, just a simple little thing that happened to us just this last week. Dave and I was out driving his truck, and we stopped at a Dairy Queen to get a hamburger, and we came back out, and he's got a diesel truck, which, and it's always just hits and starts, but it wouldn't start, and it wouldn't start, and we run and spun, and we got out and opened the hood and checked all kinds of stuff and checked fuel filters and did everything, and I said, okay. In the name of Jesus, whatever it is that's preventing this thing from starting, Dave said, well, maybe it's I can't think of that little, what was that thing, Dave?
Camshaft position
sensor. He said, it could be that. I said, but the God we serve can fix anything. So I just helped right out there in the front of the Dairy Queen. Oh, raised my hand and said, Father, in Jesus' name, start this truck. In Jesus' name. I command whatever it is that's keeping him starting to move in Jesus' name. He went back and started, bam, started right up.
Amen.
Now, isn't it amazing? Now, the Lord give us as His children, walking in obedience to His word, He gives us these tests to go through. You know, but I mean, He give us the promise to make it work for you. You know, I mean, it's just amazing. Now I'm going to take you to a couple of places in the Old Testament. I want to show you some of the reasons that before we get into the part where we have been given the power and the authority and all this thing as a church, I want to show you some of the reasons why we are sick. I want to go to Exodus 20, verse 5. Exodus 20, verse 5. And I want to show you some things happen and why it happens to you whenever we don't walk in obedience to God's word. When we don't believe His word, and of course, if you don't believe His word, His word's still there and it still means what it says. So it makes no difference whether you believe it or not. It's real. So Exodus 20, verse 5, it says, "Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and the fourth generation of them that hate me." Now then, if you thought for a minute what you were going to do as a Christian was going to be passed to your children to the third and the fourth generation, would it change the things you do? I would hope so. But a lot of people have no idea that their sin is not going to affect just themselves. It's going to affect their children. And it can easily affect their mate also. Now let's go to Exodus 34, verse 7. Let's read this one, Exodus 34, 7. "Keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgressions and sin, and that will by no means means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation." Now then, this is something that is so devastating to think how many times God said in His word that if you sin, you're going to bring these devastating things upon your children to the third and the fourth generation. Numbers 14, 18. I want to read another one here. Numbers 14, 18. "The Lord is long-suffering." Now, is He long-suffering? Yes, He said He is.
We're going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, "Leave a Jesus Trail," in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.